Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is October 14, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Paytm launches same-day settlement facility for fund transfers. Apada Pay receives payment intermediary license from the State Bank of Vietnam. Samsung, EFT POS partner to provide contactless transactions via Samsung Pay. Open, Equitas Small Finance Bank, Visa to launch business debit card. NuVemShop raises $30 million to further support SMBs with online presence. One in four Canadian businesses struggle with cash flow. Now let's get started. Paytm launches same-day settlement facility for fund transfers. India-based fintech Paytm has rolled out a same-day settlement facility for fund transfers on its payment gateway. Designed to help businesses that depend on the immediate availability of funds, the feature allows transfers ranging from less than $1 up to US$2,700, allowing merchants to pay downstream partners. Merchants can access the feature via the Paytm Merchant Dashboard or the Paytm for Business app and set the transfer frequency from once to three times a day. The new feature has been launched in preparation for the upcoming festive season, mitigating the typical settlement time of up to 2 days. The company also plans to introduce a merchant-facing API for triggering on-demand settlements and checking outstanding payable amounts. Apada Pay receives payment intermediary license from the State Bank of Vietnam. Vietnam-based online payment portal Apada Pay has announced that it has received a payment intermediary license from the State Bank of Vietnam. The license allows Apada Pay to operate and offer electronic payment gateways as well as e-wallet and collection services. With this latest approval, the country's central bank has now granted licenses to 39 service providers, according to Tikkanasia.com. Apada Pay was established in September 2015 to provide payment solutions for the digital entertainment industry. Since then, it has grown to include over 1,000 direct point-of-sale, POS, and 10,000 indirect POS systems. In 2017, Apada raised an undisclosed sum from a Series C round led by Korea Investment Partners and Mirae Asset Venture Investment, pushing its valuation to $50 million. Samsung, EFT POS partner to provide contactless transactions via Samsung Pay. Samsung has partnered with Australia-based payment system provider EFT POS to allow contactless transactions through Samsung Pay. Samsung Pay users can now choose between payments via EFT POS or the Visa network by toggling a setting in their user interface. The payments capabilities provided by EFT POS are linked to all debit cards in Australia, enabling real-time transactions and cash withdrawals from selected merchants via Samsung Pay. In addition to the ability to make payments with a Samsung smartphone, users will also be able to track their bank balance in real time. Open, Equitas Small Finance Bank, Visa to launch business debit card. India-based fintech Open has announced the launch of a business debit card in partnership with Equitas Small Finance Bank and Visa. The business debit card will be offered along with the business current account Open provides to small businesses in partnership with Equitas Small Finance Bank. The debit card comes integrated with a suite of tools for expense automation, vendor payouts, and subscriptions. Founded in 2017, Open offers an end-to-end business banking suite in partnership with banks comprising of current accounts, credit cards, debit cards, payments, accounting, and expense management. Open is backed by global investors such as Tiger Global, Speedinvest, BNext, Recruit Strategic Partners, AngelList, 314 Capital, Unicorn India Ventures, Tanglin Venture Partner Advisors, and has raised $35 million in funding so far. NuvemShop raises $30 MLN to further support SMBs with online presence. NuvemShop, a commerce platform operating in LATAM, has closed a $30 MLN Series C round to further support SMBs seeking to launch, develop and promote their own online business. The round was co-led by Qualcomm Ventures LLC and Kashek Ventures, with participation from FJ Labs, Ignia, Elevar Equity and New Investor, Kevin Efruzzi, an emeritus partner at Excel Partners investing in a personal capacity. The company, which is currently powering more than 60,000 merchants, seeks to expand to launch operations in Colombia, Chile and Peru during 2021. Most customers go to NuvemShop because they want an online store, but they end up finding a comprehensive ecosystem of solutions around payments, shipping, inventory management, marketing tools, and more. The proceeds of the round will be mostly used to expand and enhance that ecosystem. Larger retailers also benefit from NuvemShop's agility for digitizing commerce. Coppel, the largest department store in Mexico, had their Argentinian brick and mortar subsidiaries completely shut down due to strongly enforced quarantine. With the help of NuvemShop, Coppel transitioned to online in a matter of days. One in four Canadian businesses struggle with cash flow. Payments Canada has released survey results from Canadian small business owners revealing that one in four Canadian businesses struggle with cash flow. In 2021, the topmost priority for two in five small businesses is improving overall efficiency to simplify and enhance everyday payment interactions. Findings and associated small business owner payment pain points and trends include 50% of small merchants believe Canadian stores will become cashless in the next 10 years, of which the majority are unconcerned. Close to 1 in 4 small businesses struggle with not having the funds to make a payment. About 25% of all small businesses have encountered payments-related fraud in the last 6 months, of which 1 in 5 did not have their issue satisfactorily resolved. Primary pain point when making cross-border payments is additional fees. 37% of small businesses employ short-term contracts or freelancers, of which over 50% are paid by check or cash. The report touches on how Canadian businesses can address key challenges including through predictability of cash flow, improved risk management, real-time gig worker payments, and more efficient cross-border payments. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.